And I believe, blessedly, the last agenda item.
She'll put Cobia back over.
But this pertains to blue crab, so.
And this really is truly a discussion item. We're not suggesting that this come before the commission in the near future. We think it's probably something to go to CMAQ. Just through our law enforcement subcommittee, there were some discussions about recreational crabbing that posed some challenges for our law enforcement. One being a new, smaller crab pot that they see being sold that doesn't have two separate two chambers. As a traditional crab pot does, and just some concern on whether or not our regulation, which states that a recreational gear, commercial gear that's fished for recreational use has to comply with the commercial fishing restrictions. The commercial crab pot definition says that cull rings have to be placed in the upper chamber. So if there's no two chambers, are we covered under the way that this is listed? That's one of the discussion items that has come up. And as I said, this hasn't gone to CMAQ, and it's kind of new. It's something we're just suggesting needs further discussion. And the other being the challenge of what's been in code for a long time that allows any individual to fish two crab pots recreationally. One of the challenges that law enforcement has dealt with in the courts is one individual fishing somewhere upwards of 40 pots with a list of names saying they had every right to fish all of those pots. The courts agreed with that. One of the problems with this is there were several violations. Some of the pots didn't have the proper call rings. Some of the pots weren't marked properly. And the court would not allow law enforcement to bring that individual up on those charges since they weren't his pots. He's allowed to fish them. He could go out and get the crabs from those pots, but he wouldn't be responsible for whether or not they were complying with regulation. One of the possible suggestions here would be if you set these two crab pots that you have to mark with either, you know, your license, say your license number, is that you would have to pull those pots. So effectively, no agenting, if you will, since agenting is a term that we use typically with the commercial fishery. But so those are the two items that have been brought before us. We wanted to put them on the commission's radar. And as I said, we're not recommending any actions at this time, just further discussions.
Do we want to discuss?
There's always something.
No, this is a discussion. Are we want to discuss? Okay. First of all, I don't know.
Mr. Neal.
Sorry, Mr.
Neal.
Okay.
Obviously, if there's a pot that goes in the water and we want to have call rings, we need to have the regulations written so that call rings are required, no matter what's an upper chamber or not. And, you know, you've got some guy going down to his dock and he's fishing four pots because he's got a family of four people. That's one thing. But the situation you're describing is ridiculous. And it's obvious, you know, it's totally get around the law. So something, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but, yeah, that needs to be stopped. You know, so you just can't, I should not be able to work all the crab pots right. For Seaford.
There should be no agency with recreational fishing. I mean, that shouldn't be allowed. I think we should be able to put that off.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Fritz.
Can those pots that aren't in compliance with the law be confiscated?
Yes.
Well, that's part of the question that came out of the law enforcement subcommittee. Yes, a recreational pot that is found out of compliance can certainly be pulled. It will be pulled out of the water and can be confiscated. Whether or not these pots that don't have two chambers when the requirement is to have a call ring in an upper chamber, is it still out of compliance with regulation? I guess that's the bigger question.
That needs clarification.
Right.
Well, if there's no chamber, you would think we would, I mean, if there aren't two chambers, we can make it so that they would have to have the coal ring and the pot that you describe.
It sounds to me this is something the Crab Management Advisory Committee, in conjunction with our Regulation Review Committee, should be able to dig into and come back to the board here with some pretty solid recommendations with the input of law enforcement in particular.
I agree.
I mean, if we can't write a regulation that'll stick, well, the Marine Police will be able to help us with that, I would think. But I think I agree with everybody else's sentiment here. I am profoundly uncomfortable with the idea of recreational anglers and waterfront property owners creating a co-op.
It wouldn't have to be waterfront. Yeah. I could go to anywhere, because every citizen of Virginia. And so, I mean, you know, you could go to your moose lodge and have everyone just sign your pots off. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, they don't do waterfront. It could just be anybody. So, yeah, that needs to go away. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, well, one of the odd things that kind of keeps this in check, but I mean, Steph does agree that there's a concern there, but one of the things that does keep it in check is there's there's a daily bushel limit for recreational harvest, and that's one per person, but it also defaults to one per vessel, which in this case is a saving grace for this individual. That was the one citation that law enforcement was able to keep in place, was he was only allowed that one. He could go fish 50 pots, but he can only keep one bushel on the vessel. However, that doesn't work from shore, so there still is an issue here.
I'm just not devious enough. I just never considered that.
He had the list. He had a written list. Yeah,
people with time on their hands.
It's impressive.
All right, so is it the board's desire here to send this to the Crab Management Advisory Committee and the agency's Regulation Review Committee here for further discussion and recommendations at a future date?
Aye.
Yeah, yes. I think that's what we have by consensus. I believe that brings us to the end of the agenda for today. I want to thank everybody here for a productive marathon and wish everybody a safe drive home here. And Mrs. Lusk, this is not a routine meeting.
Honestly.
Meeting's adjourned.